Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Last week, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller was in Japan for a three-day working visit. The Prime Minister was accompanied by the Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Polwell, Permanent Secretary in the Office of the Prime Minister, Anika Miller, and Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Ambassador Paul Robotham. During her visit, Mrs. Simpson Miller met with His Imperial Highness Prince Akishino, as well as the Prime Minister of Japan, His Excellency Abe Shinzo. Prime Minister Simpson Miller used the opportunity to further strengthen the friendship and cooperation between Jamaica and Japan. During the visit, Mrs. Simpson Miller signed a technical cooperation agreement which will allow Jamaica to receive technological assistance from Japan. A joint declaration for the strengthening of bilateral relations with Japan was also signed. Mrs. Simpson Miller thanked Japanese Prime Minister Abe Shinzo for the warm hospitality and renewed the island's commitment to deepening bilateral, regional, and multilateral relations with Japan.
Jamaica welcomes increased activity by Japanese firms and investor interest in our country. We also discussed innovative ways of promoting greater dialogue and expanding investment opportunities aimed at facilitating increased trade flows in both directions.
The Prime Minister also met with Marubeni and UCC, major investors in Jamaica, with interests in electricity and Blue Mountain Coffee. On Wednesday, the Prime Minister promoted Jamaican coffee and tourism during her meetings with Ueshima Coffee Company and the Japan Association of Travel Agents. At a reception hosted by the Jamaican Embassy in Tokyo Thursday, the Prime Minister celebrated the successful outcome of her first visit to Japan.
Our collaboration has translated into a number of projects and programs in the areas of trade, economic, and technical cooperation. These programs have complemented our national development goals, bringing significant benefits to the peoples of Jamaica and Japan.
Prime Minister Simpson Miller's working visit to the Asian powerhouse concluded Friday when she participated in a Latin American and Caribbean Business Forum staged by the Japanese government and the Inter-American Development Bank.
At the forum, we will share views on the future of Japan, Latin America, and the Caribbean relations and discuss the outlook for increased trade and investment flows.
And more than 2 months after Prime Minister Simpson Miller's official visit to China, that country's new ambassador to Jamaica is asserting that there's tremendous opportunity for Jamaica and China to deepen relations and expand cooperation. Speaking at a reception held recently in his honor, Ambassador Deng Xiaozhan said China saw Jamaica as a trustworthy friend and important partner. He added that successful meetings between Chinese leaders and Prime Minister Simpson Miller this year were fundamental elements in the progressive framework.
China is ready to work with Jamaica to further strengthen the existing friendly relations and cooperation so as to bring more tangible benefits to our two peoples.
That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.